And it's time now for the sunny side of sports with the mighty, mighty Douglas M. Puga sitting in for Sonny Young. Happy Friday, Douglas.
Happy Friday, Kim.
What's on tap today?
Well, Kim will take off with athletics. Thank you very much. The Portuguese capital of Lisbon will this Sunday host two IAAF Gold Rainbow Road Races on the same day, the Rock and Roll Marathon of Lisbon EDP and the Rock and Roll Half Marathon Vodafone RTP. For the half marathon, organizers have assembled a field containing more than 10 runners with personal bests faster than 1 minute, 1 hour. All of them will be aiming to beat the 1 hour 19 seconds course record set in 2013 by Wilson Kiprop. Bernard Koech leads the entries, although his 58.41 personal best was set on Santiago's downhill course. It still makes him the third fastest man in history under any conditions. He has run faster than an hour for the distance on four other occasions, including a victory at the 2013 EDP Half Marathon of Lisbon. Fellow Kenyan Alex Koroi Oleptiptip is also in the field. He finished fourth in this race last year, but recently improved his personal best to 59.28 when finishing second in Copenhagen last month. Asedu Segai is one of two strong Ethiopian runners. He set a national record of 58.47 in Prague 3 years ago, but hasn't raced since, finishing seventh at this year's IAAF World Cross Country Championships. He'll be joined by compatriot Guya Adola, the World Half Marathon bronze medalist. Bahrain's Shuni Dechasa, who finished fifth in the marathon in this year's World Championships, will contest his half marathon since winning the Arab title over the distance in April of this year. Geoffrey Kasuru, the fastest Ugandan man over the half marathon, with his 59.43 clocking in the Rome Ostia race earlier this year, is also in the field, along with Eritrea's Nguse Amlosom, who came within 16 seconds of his personal best when finishing third in Zhangzhou earlier this year in 59.55. Others in the field include Brazilian twins Paula and Louis Paula, Russian European marathon bronze medalist Aleksey Renkov, Ukraine's Oleksandra Shiktovsk, Kenya's Elijah Sharem, and Eritrea's Mehawi Kasete. The women's field is just as loaded as the men's, with world marathon champion Maya Dibaba leading the entries. The Ethiopian has won four of her past six marathons, including the World Championships in Beijing, the 2014 Chicago Marathon, and the two most recent editions of the Zaimane Marathon. Morocco's Malika Ashasha, Kenya's Purity Changwonye, and Ethiopia's Beshadu Bekele will also take to the marathon start line on Sunday. Now, for more sports news, let's go straight to Johannesburg, South Africa, and join Daybreak Africa's Marco Uma.
We begin with football. Defending champions Nigeria start their title defense against the United States of America in Group A action at the FIFA Under-17 World Cup in Chile's capital Santiago tomorrow Saturday. Guinea face England in Group B in Coquimbo as Mali encounter Belgium in Talca on Sunday. Meanwhile, the Liberian head of state, Elaine Johnson-Sirleaf, welcomes to her executive mansion in the capital Monrovia the Liberian national team, the Lone Stars, today Friday. She is set to congratulate the Lone Stars for surmounting their first hurdle in their 2018 FIFA World Cup qualifying campaign. Liberia eliminated Guinea-Bissau 4-2 with a 3-1 return leg triumph away from home in Bissau last week. Earlier on, my colleague James Batty spoke to the Liberia Football Association president Musa Bility, who has the details.
Yeah, no, it was an important victory. We never had an away win for over 14 years. We hope that this is the beginning of a new age in Liberian football. We're very happy.
What do you think contributed to that? I mean, it seems to me the Lone Star is doing very well.
Yeah, we have a good coaching staff, Hereba Kujula, and the FA is supporting them, and the government is supporting us, so everything seems to be falling in place.
You mentioned the government is supporting the team. President Ellen Johnson Sirleaf congratulated the team on Thursday. How does that make you feel and the players?
Oh, we feel very happy. We are very proud to be commended by the head of your country. That's a point of joy for every athlete.
So what's next for the Lone Star?
We're preparing now to go and play the Agri-Coach on the 14th of November in Monrovia. That'll be our biggest test so far.
That was Musa Ability, the Liberia Football Association president, speaking in Monrovia, Liberia. In athletics, Kenya's two-time world marathon champion Abel Kirui seeks to revive his career when he competes at the Amsterdam Marathon in the Netherlands on Sunday. He last completed a marathon when he placed sixth at this race last year. Finally, in rugby, South Africa play Wales in the Rugby World Cup quarterfinals in London, England, tomorrow Saturday. They are the only African team among the eight quarterfinalists.
Thank you. That was Mark Homer reporting from Johannesburg, South Africa.
This is Larry Zamuje, Chairman, Chief Executive, Sports Radio 80.9, Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja, Nigeria. Let's talk to you about Brilla FM. It's Nigeria's only sports station. Of course, we partner the VOA. VOA! And so you can listen to Sunny Side of Sports on 80.9 Brilla FM, Lagos and Abuja. Keep listening, Africa, and enjoy Sunny Side of Sports on Brilla.
Thanks, Dr. Larry. In addition to sports radio, 88.9 Brilla FM stations in Lagos and Abuja, Dr. Larry also has stations in Kaduna and Onitsha, Nigeria. We're delighted to be your partner, Dr. Larry, so keep it sporty.
The Voice of America, VOA.
And now let's take a look ahead at the English Premier League with Downtown Brown.
It's another great week of EPL with me, your host, Downtown Brown. I'm your favorite fan. If you guys are listening, you guys are my favorite fan. If you guys are hearing me, I don't know how that works, but let's just keep going with it. First, I just want to say to all the Manchester United fans, I just have the smallest violin. If you can just hear it, put your ear next to the radio, and I just wish you can just hear the crying and the sobbing of all three goals that Arsenal had against your team. Oh, my goodness. And let me just stop that right there. Moving on, Tef is not here with us today because he is also sobbing and crying. He needs some tissue, some boohoo toilet paper. He has to go home. He has to stay in the corner still. He doesn't even want to talk to me because he knows what's going to happen. Well, first of all, Tef, if you're going to listen to this tomorrow, this is what you're going to hear. Arsenal is better than Manchester United. Facts proven. Oh, wait. Are you going to say, what are you going to say? Oh, it was the coach's fault. It was the formations we played. No, I don't want to hear it. A game is a game. A win is a win. A loss is a loss. Respect what happened and let's move on. Soon you'll play us again and maybe you might beat us. Maybe. But to all the Arsenal fans that are listening right now, grab a glass. Cheers. Celebrate. Have fun. I know it's a little late. I know this podcast is a little late even though we won already, but I just had to get that off my mind. That's the first thing I wanted to say to you guys before I move into this segment. We're going to look at some of the games to watch over the weekend. I'm going to give you predictions on what I feel, not Tef, what I feel is the right score, right matchup, who's going to score, who's going to get an assist. So this is, you know, a little bit more accurate than Tef. Liverpool versus Tottenham. Check your local listings for the time, by the way, you guys. Liverpool versus Tottenham. I'm going to say Liverpool 2-1, and I got, you know, It's an iffy on that one. Who's going to score? You can say Harry Kane might score a goal. He might score two goals. He might score a hat trick. Harry Kane just came out of the blue. So, you know, I don't know what's going on in his head. I don't know if he wants to score on himself, score on his own team. You know, let's just move on from that. Manchester City versus Bournemouth. I think that's going to be easy win with Manchester City since you have Colin Wilson out with ACL injury. I feel sorry for Colin Wilson. He was actually doing really well in the season. You know, ACL injuries are really hard to come by and also recover from. So send a couple of prayers out to Bournemouth AFC. So hopefully he can have a safe return to the field. But Man City is probably going to take this win, a very easy win. So probably like a 2-0. Everton versus Manchester United. Manchester United is coming off a terrible defeat of, I'm not even going to say who they lost to. I think everyone knows who. I think everyone knows who Manchester United lost to. And it was embarrassing. It was a big, bright, red, red gunner colors. So right now, I think Man U is probably going to have a tie since they're coming off a loss. They don't know how to handle with Everton. So hopefully they do. Hopefully they can shut my mouth up. Maybe they can't, but we'll find out this weekend. Chelsea versus Aston Villa. Chelsea is doing a terrible job on defense. I don't know what's going on with them. They're bottom of the relegation. I hope they get relegated, because if they do, your boy's going to screenshot it, and it's going to be hilarious. I'm going to send it to all my Chelsea fans and just brag them for the rest of their life. Like, hey, do you remember this? Oh, wait, what happened to you guys this year? Oh, what happened to you last year? You know? Okay, cool. They won the championship last year. That's cool. But right now, it doesn't look like at all they're showing it one single bit. And they still have players, and they just signed Pedro. I don't know what's going on. You know, Chelsea, hope you can get your heads on tight, screws on tight, whatever you guys need to do. Figure that out. Maybe come back with a win. Watford versus Arsenal. You know, as an Arsenal fan, how can I not root against Arsenal? Come on. I'm going to say Arsenal's going to win. I'm going to root for Arsenal 10 times out of 10. And that's what we do. We're better than everybody. Name one team that, when we're Arsenal is all healthy, can beat us. Barcelona, no. Manchester City, no. Chelsea, they got lucky, but no. Manchester United, I don't even need to say anything for that one. That's just like playing kids against soccer. Before you guys leave this week, I want to say a couple quick things. Go follow Sonny on his Facebook page. Go follow Sonny on his Twitter page. And you can also send me an email to have a shout-out, or I can probably pick you guys in a Q&A conversation. We could talk about some soccer. I'll call you guys up, make some laughs, make some jokes. Hopefully you're an Arsenal fan, so you can talk to me about some great scores, some great goals, some great players. And you can email me at dbrown@voanews.com. Hey, have a great weekend, you guys.
Thanks, Don.